Good morning, I'm Jeremy Werner. Welcome to your morning conversation. And joining us this morning is Nottoway County Conservation Agent Nate Carr. Nate, some of the hunting season's just wrapped up for the previous season, and I'm sure you got the numbers, so let's go ahead and break them down.
It turned out to be a relatively productive year for hunters. It looks like we ended with about 285,000 deer being harvested, which is, you know, one of our higher numbers throughout time as we've kind of recorded these. It's a little less than last year where we were sitting around 290, but still a relatively healthy number for a pretty healthy herd.
Well, what kind of hunting seasons are coming up that hunters can look forward to for the winter months here?
As we kind of finish out winter here, we've got squirrel and rabbit season can be pretty popular this time of year, and those will end pretty soon, February 15th. And another popular season we have that lasts throughout the year but becomes a lot more available this time of year is coyote hunting. And so, especially with a little bit of fresh snow on the ground, I would expect hunters to become a little bit more prevalent and start getting after it now that deer hunting is out of the way and they don't have to worry about conflict with deer hunters or anything like that.
You know, it was an active start to the new year with Mother Nature. We had a couple ice storms, and then we had some snowstorms. Is there an impact on hunting when Mother Nature decides to act up?
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely has an impact. I know, you know, with different fronts that come in, that can affect movement of anything. I know deer hunters watch that in particular, as it can increase deer movement either before a storm or right after one. And with snow on the ground, I know personally as a hunter, I enjoy having a little bit of snow on the ground. You know, if I'm hunting coyotes or something along those lines, it's nice to be able to track the animal in fresh snow. It makes animals a lot more visible when they have that white backdrop as opposed to cover that they're used to having. And if you're an upland bird hunter, if you're out there hunting pheasants or quail, things like that, the snow can really help those birds hold a bit tighter, allowing you to get closer and have a better opportunity.
So there's definitely some hunters braving the elements.
Yeah. And I don't know how many are out there currently with the snow, mm-hmm. you know, coming down too hot and heavy. But as soon as it lightens up, I would imagine a lot of hunters will get out in the snow.
Okay. Well, switching gears now, before 2019 wrapped up, I know the Missouri Department of Conservation confirmed a couple dozen new cases of chronic wasting disease. But they said it's still relatively rare in the state. How is 2020 looking so far for CWD?
Well, like you said, we had two dozen, so about 24 mm-hmm. new cases throughout the state, and that's out of 27,000 samples that we were able to collect this year, and that's, you know, coming mostly through the means of our mandatory sampling on opening weekend. But we get a few from taxidermists and processors who are cooperating in that. And so I think we're still looking to be in a pretty good position as a state and as a whole as far as the prevalence of CWD. You know, if you're looking at 1% in those core areas, because that's really where we do most of our testing, is in core areas where we know CWD exists. And so with numbers sitting around 1% and really maintaining that 1% mark, I think that puts us in a pretty good position, and I think that goes to show the effectiveness of some of our preventative care along the lines of CWD.
And just as a reminder, what can, you know, hunters do to help out with preventing CWD?
Well, CWD is a hard thing to prevent on any kind of small scale, but, you know, if hunters come across any deer that appears to be sick or acting unusual, they can certainly give us a call and we can hopefully go out and collect samples from that deer and mm-hmm. just provide more opportunity for testing and identifying CWD if it's in a new area.
You know, the other thing, kind of a concern for the Missouri Department of Conservation, was the feral hog issue. And this came about because the Missouri Feral Hog Elimination Partnership announced earlier this month that they were looking to increase their efforts to eliminate feral hogs. Is that a problem up here in the Northwest Missouri region?
It's not a problem we have to worry about up north, but down south, hogs are, feral hogs are creating a pretty significant issue that they can destroy huge portions of a agriculture field mm-hmm. overnight. They affect our native wildlife either by robbing turkey nests, eating the eggs. They've been known to kill fawns, and then just overall competition for those resources such as acorns and things like that. They're competing with our deer and our new elk herd down south, and just turkeys and everything else that relies on that food source. Pigs eat a lot, and they consume a lot of the resources and out-compete a lot of animals. So we're taking some pretty serious steps to hopefully eliminate those feral hogs, and one of those big steps in the right direction is partnering with the federal lands and banning hog hunting on those areas. Because if we're able to get in there and trap, or some of our partnerships are able to get in there and trap the hogs, that is a infinitely more successful way of eliminating hogs than just going out and trying to pick off one or two at a time.
Okay. So what classes and programs will be offered in the coming weeks and months that folks in the Northwest Missouri region can check out?
So one class we've got coming up, it's on March 28th, will be a Hunter Ed Skills portion. That will be held at the Northwest Tech School from 8 to 12. And what the skills portion is it's an opportunity for anyone 11 years of age and older to get that hands-on experience with firearms and firearm safety. And it allows them to take that final test in order to pass Hunter Ed and get their Hunter Ed certificate. Now, prior to coming to the skills portion, you need to take the knowledge portion. And you can either request a booklet, or what most people do is they just take it online these days. But you just need to make sure that you have completed the knowledge portion before attending the skills portion. Otherwise, you'll be unable to attend. And of course, if you can register beforehand, that always helps me out a lot. And you can do that on our main website at mdc.mo.gov.
All right. Well, never a dull moment with the conservation efforts in this area, as well as the hunting seasons. We appreciate you coming in and getting us up to date.
All right. Thank you.
Once again, that's Nottoway County Conservation Agent Nate Carr. I'm Jeremy Werner, and that was your morning conversation.